glad that you have joined us. And for those of you who are watching us later, welcome to this online service. And so let's begin today. I will read our mission statement and I invite you to repeat after me or to repeat it with me. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to awaken to our own divine nature, to awaken to that fact that we are here as incarnations of that most high and infinite spirit. And that means that if we are here as incarnations of that one, that what is true of the absolute is also true of us, because we are a microcosm of that macrocosm. That means then that those qualities and characteristics of the divine, the qualities and characteristics of love and peace and power and wholeness and goodness, all of those things are innate to our nature. And if they are innate to our nature, that means then that we have access to them all of the time. So when we go out into the world is not being loving or peaceful, we can bring that forward from within ourselves and bring peace or love into that moment. And as we do that, we not only transform our own experience of this life that we are living, but because we bring that greater something to this world, it affects the people that we have those conversations with. It affects the people that we are in relationship with. And because we are all connected to each other and to the whole, it actually ripples out like ripples on a pond and affects the whole. And so I thank each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that divine presence into this world in a way that is beneficial and in a way that is healing. I thank you for that. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. I don't know if any of you saw this on Instagram. I saw a montage this week from I Love Lucy, where it shows Lucy in this black sequined gown and her hair's up and fancy and her long cigarette holder, and she saunters into the room and leans against the fireplace and she's as glamorous as she can be, and it says entering 2023. And then it fades to the next scene of her coming into the room, staggering and kind of stumbling, and her hair is sticking up in every direction and her dress is crooked and sideways and one sleeve's longer than the other one, and it says leaving 2023. It's hilarious. You should see if you can find it. It has certainly been a crazy year, and I think there are many people who are happy to see 2023 be left behind. But you know, there's also a lot of good news in 2023. And so I'm going to share a couple of those things with you. There were some really notable cancer breakthroughs in cancer treatment this year in 2023. There was a new cervical cancer treatment that is using cheap existing drugs that was described as the biggest improvement in outcomes in the disease in over 20 years. England also approved a drug shown to prevent breast cancer. Researchers at the University College London developed a, quote, cancer-busting guided missile using what is called clink chemistry, which is likely to emerge as a potent force for tackling cancer in the future. The Holy Grail of energy moved closer. It says the prospect of near limitless clean energy moved a step closer in 2023 as scientists achieved, quote, ignition, getting more energy out than they put in using nuclear fusion. Fusion harnesses the heat produced in merging atoms together. Unlike fission or splitting the atom, which is used in existing nuclear power stations, there is no risk of chain reaction meltdown and no dangerous radioactive waste. Is that incredible? Endless energy. I think we also know this year social structures of oppression are being challenged in new ways. Self-care, work-life balance, and mental health support are becoming normalized. So all of those things happened in 2023. And yet, we also know there was a lot of chaos and negative things that happened. And as human beings, we really want to be able to shake off the past when it's not according to our liking and create something new that is more in alignment with our desires, our heartfelt desires. And this new year is the perfect opportunity to do that. But you know, in reality, we can begin anew and we can start again as we begin every month, not just January, or as we begin every week, really as we begin every hour or every moment or with every breath we take, we can begin again because we have never been bound. We are never bound. Ernest Holmes said, "The way to free ourselves from bondage must be to recognize reality, capital R reality. The world is deluded, blind, and shackled. And by what? By its own acceptance of negative thought. It lies bound in chains of its own forging. Mind, which is our greatest gift, has been made our jailer, and we whimper in misery entirely of our own creation. Bondage exists nowhere in the universe except in the human mind." And so what that means is it just takes us recognizing that we are not bound, that we have never been bound and never will be bound. It takes us recognizing that we live in this infinite potentiality, this creative potential of the universe, that intelligence and that potential is the nature of life. And if it's the nature of life, then that means that it is the nature of our lives as well. It takes remembering that principle is never bound by precedent. And so when I say principle, what I mean is like love is never bound by what has or has not happened in the past. That peace is never bound by what seems to be a lack of peace anywhere. That unity and harmony and abundance and spirit are never bound by what has or has not happened in the past. Principle is not bound by precedent. And as spiritual beings, there's a part of us, there is something within us that always knows that that is the truth. And that part of us that knows is our own spirit. It's our own soul. It's our own divine nature and essence, the part of us that is outside of time and space. That part of us knows that we are never bound. And I know also that there are parts of ourselves that might feel exhausted and depleted after living the last several years through a worldwide pandemic. There might be parts of you that are still feeling fearful, and therefore you haven't really stepped fully into life yet because those parts of you are still fearful. Or perhaps you are feeling like you have a COVID hangover, and so you still feel a little depleted and not quite back to your own energy yet. Maybe there are parts of you that are grieving the world that you once knew, or grieving the fact that so many things changed, grieving the fact that things will never really be the way they used to be before this pandemic. Maybe there's a part of you that is still waiting and still wanting things to go back to normal. And then when they do, then you will move forward with life. Can you relate to any of those things? Are you feeling any of those things? Michael Singer, in his book, The Untethered Soul, said, "The spiritual journey is one of constant transformation. In order to grow, we must give up the struggle to remain the same and learn to embrace change at all times." As spiritual beings, we are reminded to move with life. As things change, as life changes, to move with those changes. Because in our resistance to that change, in our stuckness, what happens is we close ourselves off to that creative force of life. We close ourselves off to the good that is already present and already available, because in our resistance, we are closed up. So that good that is already available cannot flow into our lives unobstructed because we are in resistance. So much so that actually you probably all know this, that in the Hindu religion, they have a god that is responsible for transformation. And that god's name is Shiva. Shiva represents transformation through destruction and then restoration. Shiva reminds us that endings are beginnings, and that the world is constantly undergoing changes, constantly going through cycles of birth and death and rebirth. And so as things die in our own lives, as things die in this world, we are called then to co-create life, our life, out of our deepest heartfelt desires. We are called to create and recreate, to step out of what no longer is and to create anew out of those heartfelt longings, to create anew out of the infinite potential of life. And those deepest heartfelt desires that we have to live this life of our heart's desires, to create this life in this world, those are actually the calling of spirit within us. They are the callings within our own hearts and souls of that divine one to give way to it in this world. It is calling us, that divine presence within us, to live our best lives. Calling us to create a world that is a reflection of heaven on earth. That's what those heart longings are all about. And so last week, Colleen and I went to South Coast Botanical Gardens. They have an exhibit right now that is a troll exhibit. And these trolls are about 15 feet high. I think there's eight of them, six or eight of them, and each one is different. And they're in different settings in the garden, and some are standing up. And the trolls are all about helping human beings. And there was one that is laying down with his ear to the ground, and he's the listening troll. And there's one that is transforming garbage into new things instead of filling the landfills. Anyway, we went to the one that was laying on the ground, and there was a little girl there that was about 10 years old, and she had a sketchbook, and she was sitting and she was sketching that troll. And I thought, that's so cool. And I was going to go up and say something to her. Then I was looking at the troll, and the next thing I knew that she was gone. And so as we left there and we continued to walk down the path, we ran into that little girl and her mother and her little sister. And I said to her, "Oh, I see that you were drawing back there. Can I see what you were drawing?" And she kind of got excited. "Yeah, sure." And opens her sketchbook and shows me, and I tell her how great that is. And it was the sweetest thing. As we said goodbye and she walked away, she kind of leans over to her mom and pulls on her hand, and she goes, "That was so nice." It was just the sweetest, most lovely interaction. And that is because those heartfelt desires of mine are to experience love and to experience connection and to experience unity. And so those heartfelt longings are the things that lead us in this world, deciding what it is that we will do and how we will behave and who we interact with and all of it. Those heartfelt longings are the things that create our lives from inside of ourselves out. And so the title of my talk today is Time to Dust, as in shake the dust from your feet from this last year and step forward into the creative soil of your own life. And I'm talking about that beginning this new year reminds us that yes, indeed, the infinite potentiality of the universe is the nature of life. That infinite potentiality is the nature of our lives. And that our deepest heartfelt longings, our deepest soul longings, are life seeking to unfold itself in a greater way by means of us. And so there's a story that I'd like to share with you. It says, a guy bought a house with a stand of bamboo growing near his driveway. He decided to get rid of it, so he cut it down. Then he took an axe at its roots and smashed them into little pieces. He dug down and removed as much of the root system as he could. Then he poured a plant poison over what remained. He filled the hole with several layers of gravel, taking no chances. He paved it over with cement. 2 years later, he noticed something. A little green bamboo shoot was coming up through the cement. That bamboo was unquenchable. It could not stop pushing forward. We have something like that inside of ourselves, and it is our desiring heart. Those heartfelt longings that we have, those desires of our spirit, are always there, regardless of what is or is not happening in the world. Those longings to create the world of our heartfelt desires never leave us. For that is the creative force of the universe seeking expression. It is our greater yet to be unfolding itself as our very lives. It is life itself seeking to reveal itself through us in ever greater and fuller and more meaningful and satisfying ways. Ernest Holmes said, every desire you have for betterment in life is an echo from deep within, which forever proclaims, behold, I make all things new. There is something inside of us that knows that life is for our creating, that life is for our flourishing, and that it is just here waiting for us to grab hold of it and to create the life that we desire out of those heartfelt longings. So our job then is to remember, because spirit is only awaiting our decision. Our decision followed by commitment, followed by focused energy, is our saying yes to the universe. It's our saying yes to our greatest life. And as we fully, fully say yes, life says yes back to us. The universe says yes back to us. That is the law of correspondence. That is the law of attraction. You are the channel for the unformed substance of the universe to take form through your attention, through your attitudes, through your belief, through your focus. So our task then is to get clear about what it is that we want, and then to know that the universe supports us in that, in creating that. Our task is to get our unbelief out of the way and to know that life is for our greatest experience, our greatest thriving, our greatest flourishing. Life supports itself by supporting us in our expansion. Then You will be like the phoenix rising out of the ashes to soar through your own life. And so know that principle is never bound by precedent, that love is never bound by whatever happened in 2023, that peace is never bound by anything that doesn't look like peace, that harmony is never bound by past attitudes, that freedom is never bound by past actions, and that life itself is never bound by what has or has not yet transpired in this world. We are free at every single moment to create anew. And so I'm going to close with a quote from Ernest Holmes. Each of us is like a great untamed sea, obedient to deeper currents that are seldom visible. Obedient to deeper currents that are seldom visible. That is the call of our own soul, to lead the fullest life that we can possibly lead, to live the most deeply satisfying life that we can live, to unfold, to flourish, to become who we're meant to be in this world. And so may you listen to those longings of your heart and your soul, and may they be the things that guide you in 2024, guide you in creating your life and in creating the world around you that you want to see. So have faith in your heartfelt desires, knowing that they are the call of your own spirit and that they are the call of that expansive and infinite one to unfold itself through you and as you and through your life and as your life, calling you to expand and to grow and to become self-actualized. They are the call of the infinite to unfold itself through you. And as a result of that, you will be experiencing a life that is filled with greater joy and deeper satisfaction, and you will be living a life that is on purpose. And so blessings to every single one of you in this new year, 2024. Blessings to you of creating your wildest and deepest dreams, making them come true in this world. May you live a year that is just full and prosperous and fulfilling and satisfying. So blessings to each of you. And so I invite you to join me as together in consciousness as we turn our attention to the capital T truth. And so we turn our attention to the fact that God is truly all that there is, that that presence of the infinite one is in and through and around everything and permeates all things with its absolute and infinite creativity, that it permeates all things with that life energy, with love, that it is the very presence and essence of the good itself, that that one whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere is right here. All that God is right here. For God cannot be divided into pieces and parts. The fullness of that which it is right where we are. At the tip of our finger, at the center of our heart, at the center of our minds, filling our homes, filling our lives, filling our places of work, moving with us, carrying us, buoying us, lifting us, inspiring us, and speaking to our hearts of our deepest heartfelt desires for this world and for our lives. And so today I know that we are absolutely led by that deepest place within us, that deepest place within us, which is the Most High One. And so I recognize and know also that spirit goes before us in our lives and opens the way and makes the way plain and smooth and orchestrates things in our lives so that our dreams are fulfilled. That all of spirit supports all of who we are in this lifetime. And therefore, the way is open and plain. And so I speak this word also not just about us here, but about every single person in this world, recognizing that each and every one of them is also an outpicturing of the infinite presence, that infinite presence surrounds and envelops each person, fills their lives, fills them, inspires them, and uplifts them. For there is that within each and every person that knows spirit, knows wholeness, knows that love is the only way, unity, coming together, harmony, and peace, that those are the very essence of each person's own innate beingness. And so today I know that spirit calls to each person's heart and soul to create that which is like heaven here on earth, to create a world of harmony and a world of unity and a world that works for all. I know that this same truth is true about our politicians and world leaders and decision makers. They are led from that most high presence within them, and it is having its way. And so in that, I release this prayer into the creative womb of the universe in great anticipation and in gratitude, high anticipation of this year to come and of this unfolding itself. And so I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations to you. One is we will be meeting in person next week, so I look forward to seeing you then. We're actually going to be doing a white stone ceremony, which is about setting those intentions and releasing what we don't want. We would have done that this week, but since we couldn't be in person today, we're going to do that next week. So I invite you to be there. Maybe you have friends that would like to participate in that kind of a ritual that they would think that was fun. Also, to let you know that Pat Scott is collecting warm blankets for people that are experiencing homelessness. So if you have some extra blankets that you are not using that you would like to give to somebody that would like to stay warm, I invite you to bring those with you next week. We didn't do an offering here today, so I thank you in advance for your financial support of Living Beyond Limits, because even though we didn't pay rent today, you still paid my salary, so we still have outgoing money this week. So I appreciate your support. Also, we are still doing community inreach, doing food, meal train for Ray and Marty, if you would like to participate in that. Our Sunday talks get posted online on Monday evening usually. And if you would like prayer, you are welcome to call or text any of our practitioners, and they are happy to pray with you and to follow us on our social media. So that is it for my invitations. David is going to do a benediction for us now.
I am grateful for this service and for Reverend Jennifer. Reverend Jennifer has reminded us of the tools that come with our oneness with spirit, the tools we use to co-create the life of our desires. Talks like this are certainly a gift, and I say thank you, and so it is.